In for Jerry Ostrowski, Coach Pat Jones. We're joined now by the Northeastern State University play-by-play voice, Corey Phillips, getting ready for his third season when the Riverhawks open on Friday against Delta State. Baseball guy as well. I see that you're a Texas League. You work for the team over at Fayetteville.
Naturals.
Yeah. I say Fayetteville. But, yeah. Corey, how you doing? And thank you for joining us.
Hey, man, I'm doing great. It's game week. It's been a long off season. A lot of hype surrounding these guys. Just looking forward to seeing them get off and running. You just mentioned the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. They're starting to wrap up their season out there in Springdale in the Texas League, and they're lots of fun to watch. But, you know, I believe green. I'm all Northeastern State now and excited about this season.
Interesting, Ori, isn't it? I mean, with, you know, coming off of the bowl win and what they got done, nine games and all this, and, you know, and you got really, I was looking at this schedule, you know, counting this Delta State and Missouri S&T, you got two huge ball games early on, don't we?
Absolutely. I mean, Delta State is a very good program. That's a program that I think should be top 25 with us in the D2Football.com poll. I think that we should both be ranked in the AFCA coaches poll. We're receiving votes right now, but Delta was a really good team last year. They won seven games. They finished just outside the playoff picture. It's going to be a very different roster than what they had last year. They only returned about a half dozen starters. But this is a team that's won a national championship at this level. They made the playoffs 11 times in the last three decades. So they're a very prestigious opponent to be facing right out of the gate. And I mean, you beat them right out of the gate here at Doc Wadley Stadium in Tahlequah on Friday night. You're making a statement. But then you just got to follow it up the next week with Missouri S&T. They're just one of two Division II teams that knocked us off last year. It was a close game at home. Now we got to go to Rolla. And Coach Chevis said that's a personal game, and I'm looking forward to making that road trip here in a little while.
You know, classically, Ori, Delta State is, and of course, in this era, and no telling what's on somebody's roster, but Delta State used to be, and I've dealt with it forever a little bit, you know, they'll have some UFO guys show up on their rosters you've never heard of before, and you look down through there, and the kids started 4 years at Michigan State or something, you know, I mean, they were one of the kingpins of some of those guys popping up. They'll have athletes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the expectation. I mean, I've already started to kind of comb through their roster. It started to come together on their website over the last couple days. And they already got a few that you look at where they've been, and it makes you take a hard glance at them. And I know Coach Chev and his crew, they've been working hard at forming a great game plan. They always come prepared on Saturdays, and in this case, Fridays. But I know that it's going to be a matchup with two very athletically gifted teams. I think that's the expectation now here in Tahlequah is when you see the Riverhawks.
Yeah.
You're going to see a team that's very athletically gifted at just about every single position group. So it's going to be a fun battle. I think it's going to be a close game. I don't think it's one where either team is going to get a ton of breathing room, can't feel too comfortable, but it's going to make for an exciting night of football.
I think it's just – I mentioned to Coach Jones earlier that it's – nothing is more impressive to me in sports or life, for that matter, than when a team or a person or whatever gets off the mat – and they are really as low as you can get over an extended period. And I'm going to read, of course, you guys alluded to this a minute ago. Last year, you guys won nine games, won a bowl game, had a 3,000-yard quarterback, energy restored in Tahlequah. Okay, 2019, Riverhawks, 0-11. Final four games of that season, lost 86-7, 79-0, 82-14. 91-7. I'm really concerned at that point, Ori, that NSU might decide to even like get out of the football business. But then after that, 21, COVID in 2020, but then 21, 2-9, 22, 1-10, 23, 1-10, 24, 2-9. And now all of a sudden, it's flipped. It's just, it's a remarkable turnaround. It's a remarkable recovery. And I just wonder, I mean, Coach Chiaverini obviously is at the point of that recovery. But just if somebody asks you, how in the world have they done this? What's your response?
Well, you know, Coach Chev, I think, has been a driving factor in all this. And I got to give credit to our fan base as well, because even through those tough times and those very brutal box scores you just mentioned, I mean, they stuck with us. We got great support here in Tahlequah, and they've been patient. They've been waiting for this team to turn back into a winner. And Coach Chev, I mean, when he got here, this is a guy coming from out west. He didn't have ties to the Sooner State. He's most known for his time, of course, a legend in Colorado. But this is a guy that understands what it takes to win. And he had the blueprint right away. You know, 2024 was – it was a tough season. You mentioned 2-9, but we had a lot of close losses in there. That was his first season in Tahlequah. But he's got a great staff, and they know how to recruit very good athletes. I say it all the time. We don't really recruit football players. We recruit athletes. And when you think about the types of players we got, you think of a Cam Jackson on our receiving unit. He's one of the fastest players in all of college football. You think about who our tight end was last year in Cam Woods. That was the guy that got clocked going 20 miles an hour on a touchdown run for about 70 yards out. I mean, it's all about bringing in top-level athletes, and Coach Chev and this group have done it. And with the results we've seen, it's a matter of the pride's been restored here in Tahlequah. That was the big goal of Coach Chev's when we got here in December of 2023, was bringing the pride back to Northeastern State's football program, because you just mentioned it. I mean, 3 years ago, we didn't really know where things were going to go. The conversation about us becoming one of the few Division II football independents started before Coach Chev, but that was one of many different options on the table. It was apparent that what we were doing at the moment, being in the MIAA, we'd won just 7 games in the 7 seasons leading up to our departure there, at least for now as football members. You know, it was apparent what we were doing wasn't really working, so we needed to go a different route. The idea of being independent was brought up and give us a chance to carve our own path, get some new opponents on there, some interesting matchups on the schedule. You know, Coach Chev has been very supportive of that, and he's taken on any challenge, and he's definitely done a very good job with his staff of bringing athletes that are ready for those challenges as well. And it's led to victories. You know, 2024, 2-9 record, a lot of close losses. We flipped that into some wins going into 25 and now 26, another tough schedule. Just got to keep the climb going, keep working our way up the ladder.
You know, Ori, it's, I think, exactly what you said. And two, even going way, way, way back, you know, when Doc Wadley Stadium, when it was built, you know, I think, what, 64 was the first year. I mean, it was really a showpiece for that level. You know, I played at Arkansas Tech in 65 as a freshman in the first game played in that stadium. And it was, again, it was unlike really anything at that level. And, you know, you take that and they've really revive things facility-wise, haven't they, and all this. And then with the great reputation that Northeastern's got among high school coaches, because there's been so many high school coaches in this part of the country that have played at Northeastern, gone to school at Northeastern, that there are some natural things there that do give you a chance, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, Doc Wadley's got lots of history, as you just mentioned. It's been around a long time. It's a nice stadium, a big stadium, can seat a lot of fans. And, you know, right below my press box window, there's a long row of pennants indicating division titles, yeah, conference titles. We got some recognition as well on the field for our national championship teams. So tons and tons of great squads have played there at Doc Wadley. There's so much history, so much character in that facility. Of course, it is an older stadium, but we've got a great events and facilities team that keep it up and running and looking nice on game day. And I'm looking forward to seeing it with the lights on Friday.
There you go.
Donnie Smith, quarterback, senior, presumably the guy going into this season. What can you say about him? I mean, statistically, 71%, very efficient, 3,000 yards, 23 TDs last season. I mean, the continuity, which is such a – it's at a premium today, unlike – never before in college athletics because of the roster turnover you see everywhere. But to have a veteran quarterback, can you talk about the value of that?
Definitely. I mean, anytime you have a team perform as well as we did last year, it's always a question, okay, who's actually coming back? And Donnie Smith is the biggest returner of them all in my mind, because quarterback's the most important position in all of sports, and he possesses a winning identity. Coach Chev has mentioned he epitomizes really NSU culture as a whole. He's a tremendous leader. He broke a lot of records as far as single season program marks go last year. I mentioned it to him one time and he just kind of shrugged his shoulders. It's like, you know, that's pretty cool, but he cares about wins, and he had the most wins for a starting quarterback in a single season here at NSU since 1994, Matt Weber, when we won the national championship as NAI members. But Donnie, he's consistent. He's great at reading defenses. He's always poised under pressure. I think he's the best pure passer coming back as far as Division II quarterbacks go, and he's already in the Harlan Hill conversation. The Harlan Hill Award is D2's Heisman, and he already appeared on a watch list for that. I expect him to have a really good year. He's got good weapons around him, and now that he's seen a season of Division II football, he's gone up against those defenses. He knows the drill even more, and now he's going into camp as the seasoned veteran, the clear leader of this group. I think it's going to be an awesome time watching him under center.
Corey, what's going on at running back now? You lost McKinney, right, to South Dakota State, so what do you got going on there?
Yeah, you know, we lost Ramon McKinney. He went to South Dakota State, as you mentioned, and he's the type of guy you can't just look and say, how do we replace him? I don't think he's the type of athlete you simply replace. But we do have some good guys in the mix. Jalen Thompson's a guy who was a former JUCO All-American at Ventura. Kevin from McNeese State is last stop FCS running back. He's a very experienced guy, very complete player, in my opinion. But we also got some young talent as well in there. Probably the top one among our freshmen coming in is Mikhail Trotter. He played at South Oak Cliff, and I've asked several coaches, and you know, I've heard as well a lot of great things about Trotter. He's seen as one of the most gifted athletes among the young core of this team. So I think he's going to make an impact. And, you know, my big prediction is that the guy that leads this team and carries this season is going to be an 1,000-yard rusher. Who that's going to be, I think that's a question that might linger into the first couple weeks of the season. But whoever it is, I think is going to do a great job.
So I always like to check an NSU roster to see how many Tulsa County or Tulsa area guys are on the roster. A lot of Oklahoma names. Examples, Braylon Dancy, Denzi from Union, wide receiver. Troy Wynn is a Bixby, a kicker from Bixby. Carson Kirby, who was 37-2 as the starting quarterback at Bixby, three state championships. He now is a true freshman at NSU. Mattson Swanson, DB from Wagoner, is at NSU. Ace Gillum, a cornerback from Jinx. And two running backs, Jordan Schelling at Union, and then Gabe Blankenship, undersized but tough and a great wrestler. But the guy that intrigues me, I mean, they all intrigue me, and I hope they all do great. But the guy I love, Corey, who was the ultimate gamer in high school football, was Cale Charbonneau, right, who was a linebacker essentially playing quarterback for Wagoner and led the best four-minute end-of-the-game drive I've ever seen in a championship game to beat Cushing like 3 years ago. So I'm just hoping you'll tell me that maybe Cale Charbonneau's on the two-deep at linebacker. And
he's
we'll
a big
get,
player.
Huh?
He's a big part of it. Go ahead.
He is. But I just wonder if Cale Charbonneau might get some run this year.
Oh, he's not just on the two-deep. He's one of our top players on defense.
Great.
He was a 12-game starter last year as a true freshman. He tied for the team lead with 73 tackles. That was actually the most for a true freshman in program history at NSU since 2003, and he had 43 solo tackles. 11.5 tackles for loss, both were the most for a true freshman in recorded program history. He's a tremendous player coming from Wagoner. He's entering his sophomore year here. He's put on a little bit of weight now at 230. I'm excited to see him because he's so much fun to watch. He's a very skilled linebacker, kind of quarterback in the defense. But when they send him to rush, he's a guy that makes me glad that I'm not playing anymore because I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of one of his tackles. But Cale Charbonneau, Caden Walker, a great duo at linebacker. I'm excited to see them work. Caden Walker tied him for the team lead last year in tackles, his first season as a Riverhawk coming from Mississippi College. Two pieces of a very good defense, and Charbonneau, I think, has a chance. By the time he leaves Tahlequah, to be one of the best linebackers in program.
That is awesome. Great.
Yep. It's a bummer that there are so many games away from home and so early in the season, but what do you expect from the fan base this year? It got to be fired up after, you know, the brand of ball that was played 1 year ago. Do you expect, you know, mostly full stadium this fall?
Absolutely. You know, I actually will point to the game this week. It was supposed to be played on Saturday at noon. It had to get moved due to heat-related concerns to Friday at 6. I actually think that will result in an increase in attendance because you get some of the Friday Night Lights crowd. Tahlequah High doesn't start their season until next week. But this fan base is fired up. I mean, they know what it's like to root for a winner again. And this is the first season since 2001. We're ranked in a preseason poll. We're number 23 in the D2Football.com poll. And as I mentioned earlier, this is a fan base that's been patient. They've had to sit through a lot of seasons that were very difficult to watch, but now they're watching a team that they're going in saying, hey, championship expectations, it feels reasonable to say that. And so they're going to be excited. I think we'll travel well to some of the closer road games. You know, Rolla coming up the week after this one's not too far away. We play in Missouri as well against Truman State on the 12th. And then we got some games again a little bit further out, Stephen F. Austin, Northern Colorado, West Florida. Langston's a big one as well on October 31st. That one's inside this state, Oklahoma Gridiron Classic. This fan base is excited, and I got to see him at quarterback club with Coach Chev a few weeks ago. They were drawn to every single word he was saying. And it's not a matter of belief anymore. It's not a matter of they believe that he's the guy to get this team back into the championship conversation. They know it, and that leads to the pride just being fully restored in this program. Excitement is at the highest it's been in Northeastern State football, and I'd say, again, probably 25 years.
Ori, where are they defensively?
I think we're in a pretty good spot. You know, I mentioned Charbonneau. I mentioned Caden Walker. Mm-hmm. We return a lot of different guys, especially on the back end. We got Marvelous Owens coming back, who's All-American, a preseason All-American for this year, but he was a guy who received multiple first-team All-American mentions last year, first player on defense and program history to do that. The big area of the team where we've kind of had to rearrange a little bit up front on the defensive line, but Coach Chev, he is big on recruiting length, big on recruiting athleticism. I think that will allow this group to excel in pass rush. One name coming back to keep an eye on, especially on the interior of that defensive line, is Jesse Alinsky. He's one of our captains. I'm also intrigued to see what some of these defensive ends can do. Braylon Hardrick's a returner. He's been in the rotation, but might have a chance for some more snaps. Then we got some transfers in the mix. Iverson Report is from Utah State. He's going to be in the mix around nose tackle. And then over on the other defensive end, I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do. But Coach Chev, I mean, as I mentioned, he doesn't really recruit football players. He recruits athletes as a whole. They're going to be very athletically gifted up front, and I think our defense has a chance to take that next step.
Or you mentioned how long-suffering the fan base has been. There have been several coaches who have tried here in recent years, some good guys, you know, and it just hasn't turned like it has under Coach Chev. How has he done this? Kind of what is at the heart of the turnaround, in your opinion?
I think really it's just been the fighting spirit that we've always had here at Northeastern State. But I think Coach Chev, he understands what it takes to build a winner. And he's been motivated. He preaches grit. And, I mean, he practices what he preaches ever since he got to Tahlequah. He's a problem solver. He looks for ways to make things better. And it's always about getting the best possible talent and convincing people that this is the mission, this is the goal. I think he's been able to preach that to some top-caliber athletes. And, again, right here in our own backyard at home, the hometown community's been reinvested. I think their pride has been restored, reinvigorated. You know, and again, I go back to what I said earlier. It's an interesting thing because over the last 20 to 25 years, post-Tom Eckert, who's seen as one of the greatest coaches in NSU history, we've had Oklahoma guys here. We've had former Eckert assistants as coaches. We've had NSU alumni as coaches, MIAA coordinators. I mean, Chev is one of those guys who, again, was a little outside the box, but this is a guy that came in with built-in credibility with his time at Colorado, Texas Tech, as an NFL player playing for the Cleveland Browns and Dallas Cowboys and Falcons. So I think, you know, right off the bat, we knew we were going to have a bit of an edge on recruiting. It's materialized into something spectacular. And I think the timeline's been a little bit quicker than what we expected, because going in, I remember when I first did the coaches show with Chev, he'd tell me, you know, this is going to be a 3 or 4 year build, and we're already in a bowl game by the end of year two. So again, it's just that fighting spirit, that go-getter attitude, never quit. It was tough that first season, especially through those close losses, but the spirit has remained, and it's led us to where we are now.
Man, I'm just stunned by, I mean, obviously what Indiana did and is doing is remarkable. It just is. But NSU was 6-49 before last season. And for you guys to win 9, it's different but the same. I mean, I don't think any less of what you guys have done in Tahlequah than I do what Cignetti has done up in Indiana. It's as improbable and as impressive. And like I said at the beginning, there's nothing more impressive to me in sports than when somebody is downtrodden like you guys were, like Indiana was, and to get off the mat, figure out a way, completely reinvent the energy and the outlook and the methods, whatever, and to get that kind of result, it's amazing. I think it's the least It's an under the radar miracle, I think, in football.
Oh, I think so. It's really an honor and a privilege to get to be a part of it week to week as the voice of the River Rocks get to be on the call for this team, because I have a chance to see the week-to-week progress that we make. You know, success usually is measured by what you do with your overall season record, where you end up going by the end of it. But seeing this group grow, especially last year from where we were to where we finished, it was truly awesome to watch. And I think this season there's, again, that potential to take that next step, because even after a bowl game, this team's now got their sights set on playoffs. And if I were to tell you 3 years ago, in fact, I will tell you this, there was somebody that told me sometime around 2023 that it doesn't matter what coach you bring in, NSU's just not going to win. You could bring Nick Saban to Tahlequah, and NSU's just not going to win. Coach Chev has proved you can win in Tahlequah, and this team now has got their sights set on playoffs, got their sights set on championship. But it's the week-to-week climb. It starts with Delta this Friday, 6 p.m. You can catch it on River Rocks Radio Network. I know we got a special airing of it as well on Saturday right here on 97.1. I'm excited to share Northeastern State football and the progress this team's making week-to-week with our listeners.
Yeah. Or don't you think, too, big picture-wise, you know, all this coming together, the, you know, with the growth in the money that's in Northwest Arkansas, which is, in essence, an in-state area for Northeastern. But I mean, that's not like it was even 15 years ago. I mean, there's a lot more going on over there at a high level, particularly high school football, than we've ever seen before. But that's probably a little bit of a factor in this thing, isn't it?
Yeah, we tried to expand our outreach over into Arkansas. We were just talking at the beginning of the interview about the Naturals. We actually had a quarterback club event over at a Naturals game in Springdale back in May. Yeah. So trying to increase our outreach out that way. We got a couple athletes from Arkansas. One of them I just mentioned, Braylon Hardrick. He's from Bella Vista, played at Bentonville High School. And if you guys have been to Bentonville in the last 5 years, you know just how much that place has really boomed with it being kind of the home base of Walmart. So, yeah, Northwest Arkansas is huge. I actually lived out there before I moved to Tahlequah, and that place is buzzing. And so, yeah, I want to definitely increase our presence out there as well as the rest of Green Country and even out further west in Oklahoma.
Ori Phillips, play-by-play man for Northeastern State football, on a big old winning streak coming into the start of the 2026 season against Delta State this weekend, and you can listen to Northeastern State here on the Sports Animal family of networks. Ori, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Ori.
There you go.